You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We're talking about being the recipient of a random act of kindness during the holiday season. And the phones have just lit up like a Christmas tree. Everybody who's going to tell us your story, I'm not being a meanie, but try to tell your story just as quickly as you can because we want to get through as many as possible. Here's Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
What happened to you?
So it was actually my daughter. We were at a Walmart, and my daughter is 17 and just recently had a baby. And we were kind of walking through the aisles, and a lady walked up to my daughter and said, "Can I, you know, look at your baby?" And we were like, "Yeah." And she was telling her how cute she was. And I kind of walked away. And as I did, the lady told my daughter to open her hand up. And my daughter did, and she put a $50 bill in her hand and said, "I'm never going to have kids. I'm never going to have grandkids. And I just really want you guys to have a great Christmas."
Holy, that
made my daughter
awesome.
Wow.
What a great story.
Yeah. What a story.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Dang. So, there are nice people out there, aren't there, Barbara?
There are some pretty good people out in the world.
I'm glad you called. You have a great Christmas, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. Here's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, good morning.
So what happened?
I was at a Walmart too. Seems that happens a lot there. And I was getting some construction. I found some construction. I'm doing some construction at work for, I was doing for the summer. And I saw some bricks that were on sale. You know, and they were the last one clearance. And I ended up getting them, putting them on my car. And this lady was just arguing because she wanted to have them too. So I just decided to walk away and went to the regular cash registers. You know, so I'm waiting there with the whole car full of bricks. And all of a sudden, when this lady in front of me just had a juice, she paid with the $100 bill and turned around and said, "Here, I want you to charge these stuff," and walked away. So she ended up paying for the whole.
She paid you $100?
She only had a juice, so I couldn't imagine that was more than a dollar or so.
Yeah. Wow, that is a special moment.
Me and the cashier looked at me, too, and she's like, "That just happened." I'm like, "Yeah," and she walked away. So it was like,
"Wow!"
For my stuff, and left the change for the guy next. I'm like, "Well,
very nice, Bob.
Very good, man.
Thank you for being on the show. Have a great holiday, okay?"
All right, you too.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Here comes Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
So, what's the story?
So I was in the store with my daughters, and I was getting hats and gloves and everything so that my daughters could stay warm, and we got up to the register, and I reached into my purse to grab my wallet, and my wallet wasn't there. So I asked the lady if she could suspend the order so I could run out and grab my wallet. And the lady behind me said, "I can pay for everything." And it was like $80. And I told her she didn't have to do that. She insisted and ended up paying for everything.
Dang.
And I was so grateful that she did that. So
I am glad you called and shared your story.
So thank you.
I hope you have a great Christmas, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, I hear the stories all the time about people paying for somebody's hot chocolate or coffee at Starbucks.
But $80.
$100 at
Walmart.
Walmart or $80 worth of clothes. Dang. Here's Christy. Hello, Christy.
Hello.
So what's your story?
So back in October, I participated in Toys R Us' Rayway program, and I got a call from Toys R Us last week that an anonymous donor came in and paid off four families' accounts so we could go pick up our toys early and didn't have to make the final payment.
Oh, man. Four families worth.
Four whole families. And I have shared that story, and five people I know of have done the same thing now, went to Toys R Us to pay it forward and help, you know, give some toys to kids for Christmas.
How much, like, roughly were you owing on these toys?
$200.
Dang.
Not bad.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Christy.
I love those stories this time of year.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. Wow. Here's Avery. Hello, Avery.
Hi.
Let's hear your random act of kindness story.
So I'm a cheer coach for a small group of kids, K-5 at a rural school district in Colorado, and we try to encourage the girls to wear the school colors for our game so that they can try and match. And for some of the families, it's really hard for them to afford to buy either the actual school shirts or even just go out and buy clothes that would match our colors. And our first game was this week on Monday, and we had a huge donation of all these shirts and leggings for the girls who could not afford, which is about over half of them. And so they actually got to put on these shirts and wear their outfits, and they matched with the girls sitting next to them, and just seeing their faces light up that they could wear these really just brightened my day, and I have no idea who did it, but...
Well, that was my next question, is who made the donation, and you don't know?
I don't know. One of the girls ran up to me with a bag and said that someone had given it to her and told them to bring it to me, and I was like... Oh, my gosh.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
It was Santa.
Avery, have a great Christmas, and thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Is there anything cuter than little girl cheerleaders, too, by the way?
Pay it forward.
Okay. I get it. Cheers,
yeah,
buddy.
I got it.
All right, here's Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
So what's your story?
Well, this was in October of this year. I was at the mall, and I was at Victoria's Secret because I had breast cancer, and I have half a breast, and I was asking for some tips on wearing a bathing suit and things like this. And the manager was helping me out, and she gave me all these amazing ideas. And I said, "You are wonderful." And she said, "Don't thank me. Thank my mom. She had breast cancer." And so I it was nice to feel beautiful. So I go to the checkout. I buy the stuff she told me to buy. I walk out. I'm downstairs at the Starbucks. And I'm opening up my bag, and under the tissue paper in this beautiful box is jewelry. It was a gold bracelet and two gold earrings, and it was $90. And she had tissue wrapped it and everything. And she had winked when I walked out, but I just thought she was being nice. I had no idea what she snuck into my bag.
Dang.
That's, it was amazing.
I love that every cool. time you wear that jewelry now, too, you're going to feel beautiful.
Yeah, feel special.
I have told everyone. I just thought it was amazing.
That is a great really story. Amazing. I hope you have a great Christmas, and thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have to tell you guys, this last lady, Susan, is very excited because this story is pretty unbelievable.
All right, I can't wait to hear it. Here's Susan. Susan, you get the last word. What can you tell us?
Okay, so I was robbed last week. Somebody broke into our house through my kid's window, and they stole a lot of things, including electronics and Christmas gifts, and it was awful. And so my husband and I went to Home Depot over the weekend, and we were buying these security windows. Mm-hmm. And there was someone else there getting their windows prepared. And we told them our story that we were robbed, and they were so sad for us. And we kind of told them where we lived. And so yesterday they showed up at my house. They had gone to the police and got their police report and found out where we lived. And they said, we went to church yesterday and we heard a voice and we decided to listen to it. And so they gave us this envelope and it was full of money. And so I don't even know who these people are. And if you're listening, thank you. And if the thieves are listening, I want you to know you can try to steal our Christmas joy, but there's angels in the world.
Susan, your call made my entire month.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And listen to what these people wrote in the card. They put, for every one bad person in the world, there's 100 good ones. And they didn't even sign it, so I can't even thank them. So we all just need to thank these good people that make bad people's choices go away.
Well, you know how you can thank the people who did this for you is to turn around and just do something nice for somebody else. And that's the, probably the best thanks that you could ever give to them, you know?
Yep, and now we can re-get the Christmas gifts for our kids.
Merry Christmas to you, Susan.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
You have a great day.
Oh, wow. That gave me chills.
That's a good call right there.
Those people that showed up at her house, they had wings under their coat. They really are.
This was a great segment. Thank you for all your calls. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.